patience. There are many people in the world who are impatient, like really impatient.
I know how I hate to wait, like even for a bus or something, an important phone call, so I can just...
Some people don't mind being impatient. If you really believe in what you want to get, and you try so valiantly to get it as soon as possible, you might be on a mission. So the hurry that you're in to see the results, it's part of what gives your life meaning. But there are other folks, like me for one, who have really tried to develop patience. I wanted to have more patience, at least more than what I had. I thought patience was a virtue. At least that's what I had heard. And I tried to cultivate it. I won't bore you with how I tried to develop it, but I did. I now consider that a mistake. And in these days, I currently see patience in a totally different way. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. Here are some quotes about patience, followed by little comments by me. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, "Be patient with everyone." Simple to say, hard to do. Here's a quote by Aristotle, or perhaps by Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Couldn't quite make out who said what. Maybe Jean-Jacques was quoting Aristotle. I don't know. I did not have the patience to really research it that deeply. But here's the quote. "Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet." I think if patience is bitter, it isn't really patience. I think it's better to say impatience is bitter. But if you can hang in there and not interfere with this thing that you're so impatient about, well, then the fruit of having waited and having let the thing unfold as it would, that fruit is sweet. Here's a quote from Epictetus. He was famous for his writing about Stoicism. "You have inner strength that enables you to bear up with difficulties of every kind. You have been given fortitude, courage, and patience." So this is along the lines of what I'll be saying. You already have the patience. You just need to get out of the way. I love this quote from Julius Caesar. "It is easier to find men who will volunteer to die than to find those who are willing to endure pain with patience." No comment needed. So for those who lack patience in any particular moment, it may seem like trying to cultivate patience is a good idea. But I'm going to take the tack here that directly cultivating patience is a mistake. And that's what I want to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. For me, the place to start is here. The universe itself appears incredibly patient. After all, the universe is 13.8 billion years old. Just as a side note, when I read something like that, I wonder, why would anyone think that? Why 13.8 billion? Why not 12.2 billion? Why not 14.5 billion? We're 13.8, like, come on. What do you observe? How do you figure that out, that you come up with 13.8? Anyway, I put some of that research in the show notes. It comes from my love for nerding out on these things. Anyway, back to patience. So the universe is incredibly patient, or at least it appears to be so. And you are nothing else but a small part of that universe. You could also say you're nothing but an incredibly large part of the universe. compared to subatomic particles, you are quite huge. It's hard to know what size you are. I covered that in episode 2. Anyway, you are made of all these atoms and molecules and proteins and cells and collections of cells that function as organs. You got your veins, your arteries, your heart. Your heart's a muscle that's been pumping since you were just a little embryo in your mother's womb. You got all kinds of stuff going on, including a brain that can take vibrations from the air and turn them into sounds. And then, if you understand English, you don't just hear the sounds I am making like you would if it's some language you don't understand. You can actually hear words and meanings, and you can infer things about me from the tones in my voice. So there's a lot going on. You are this incredibly complex and multi-layered being, and you're completely made of material that's been taking one form or another for billions of years. And now, in this moment that we can call your lifetime, all those materials are in a relatively stable form. But even though you're stable, you as a human being, you're never really exactly the same moment to moment. You change all the time with your breathing in and breathing out, exchanging carbon dioxide and oxygen. You're even inhaling and releasing many molecules of nitrogen with each breath. Now, those molecules of nitrogen you just inhaled right now, where have they been? How many plants and animals already had those nitrogen molecules as a part of them? In case you didn't know, you inhale and exhale nitrogen all the time. About 78% of our atmosphere is nitrogen. So each inhale and exhale has about that much nitrogen. But the human body can't absorb or use nitrogen in a gaseous form. Nitrogen has to be fixed to a molecule already for our bodies to use it. So we just breathe nitrogen in and out without being much affected by it. As you breathe in and out, breathe the nitrogen you don't usually pay attention to. You can imagine you're breathing nitrogen in and out. Become aware of yourself in an ocean of air. You can't breathe at all in an ocean of water, but you can breathe quite easily in this particular ocean of air that we all share. All these molecules in the air, some of them are getting sucked into your lungs. Molecules billions of years old, some of them getting sucked into your lungs, others drifting away without entering your lungs this time. Can you see how you're already completely permeated, completely saturated with patience? How the universe has nothing but patience for things to unfold as they do. Can you see how the patient unfolding of the universe, of course, includes you and all your thinking and feeling and having values and deciding things and taking actions that impact your life and those around you? The patient unfolding of the universe includes all your impatience. So instead of patience, let's talk about your impatience. Impatience is what we bring to the table. It's what we bring to the rest of the universe that's being very patient. I'm discounting other people and their impatience for the moment. Let's just think about ourselves. Here we are, impatient. And speaking about bringing things to the table, take a look at a table. A table is so patient. All tables are. Just look. Look at a table. Look how patient it is. It's just waiting for you to put something on it. Or not. Tables, they're so patient. They are worth a few moments of study. This is why I'm saying there's no way to cultivate patience. You already have a whole universe's worth of patience. The place to look is your impatience. The only thing there is to let go of is your impatience. Time by time, example by example, in a given moment, there's no need to wish you had more patience. There is only you and your impatience. And simply being aware of it and being aware of how much it doesn't quite match what's actually happening with the floor and the ceiling and the doors and the windows and the tables and the chairs, the whole rest of the universe, everything around you is just patiently waiting. What's your hurry? Let's define impatience. Let's say impatience is something that feels like it's about the present, but it's not. It takes you out of the present. Impatience always flows from a fantasy, an imagination, that things could somehow be unfolding differently, better or faster or more in your favor or closer to how you imagined them before or more how you think they should be. And again, I'll just mention here, of course, sometimes things should be different. They need to be different and you need to work on them. I'm only talking about your emotional impatience. We often can't see what the universe needs from us to help shape it in a new direction because we're so busy imagining that direction and being impatient about getting there. So we don't see what it would take and we don't like the time it would take to get there, but it is what it is. So from this point of view, there's never really a good reason to be impatient for anything. And yet we are. What you can recognize is that there is our inherent, universally given patience and our self-centered impatience that we lay over it. Let's look at impatience a bit more closely. What happens when we experience a moment of impatience? What it means is we're not happy with the way things are. We don't accept it. We think this particular manifestation of the universe is sucky. I can imagine things being in a different way, going in a different way, or eventually being in a different way that I would like more, but I just don't want to wait. A great example is hitting a ton of traffic on the way to the airport when you have a flight to make. I don't want things to unfold the way that they're unfolding. I remember as a kid being impatient for a pot of water to boil. We were going to have spaghetti, and I was pretty hungry, and my mother told me, a watched pot never boils. Even as a kid, I knew this wasn't true. How could it be true? How could a pot of water not boil when there's a big flame under it? And all the other times you put a big flame under it like that, it boiled. A watched pot will boil. But of course, she was trying in her way to help me cultivate patience or to deal with my impatience or maybe to just try to get me to go into another room so she could cook in peace. So the fact that a watched pot never boils makes us aware of how little patience we have at our disposal. Who wants to sit and watch a pot of water boil? Well, actually, it could be quite interesting. For those who meditate and who just sit and do absolutely nothing, it could be actually quite interesting. At least there's little bubbles forming on the bottom of the pot. There's a little action and the steam starts to rise. Maybe it's not exciting, but it could be interesting. A pot of cold water gets placed on the stove to boil. What a great place to learn about impatience, to explore impatience, to find the places where you are imagining that the world can be different than what it is. For the next time you're free to take a leisurely drive, don't go down some beautiful wooded road. Head to a traffic jam. Move slowly in a traffic jam when you have nowhere in particular to go. It's just rolling the car forward a bit, stopping, waiting, rolling forward a little bit again. If you made all those same movements with your car in a large, otherwise empty parking lot, would you be impatient then? So the basic idea is that patience is pre-existing. I like to use that word, pre-existing. It means that it already existed before you were born. The universe already has all the patience you could ever want. You don't cultivate patience. You recognize impatience and let it evaporate as your awareness of pre-existing patience permeates you. So here is me saying a sentence. The sentence is, the atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. So that's the sentence. Here it is again. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. Do any of the following alterations trigger impatience for you? I'm going to speed up the recording mechanically. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. 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 I'm going to slow down the recording mechanically. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. Now I'm going to cut it up and space each word 3 seconds apart. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. Now I'm going to cut up the words of the sentence. And between the first two words, I'm going to put 1 second. And then between the second and the third words, 2 seconds. Between the third and the fourth words, 3 seconds. Just going on like that. So here's this. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen. So next time you have a chance, watch some water boil. Watch some paint dry. Study your kitchen table. Ask it to help you see how much patience already exists. The thing that gives me the most encouragement is that you never have to be in a hurry to take care of any problems that you're having with impatience. Those problems with impatience, of course, you want to address them, but just remember, you have all the time in the world. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.